Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
The North Mississippi Hummingbird Festival happens in South Haven on September 12 and 13 to celebrate the huge fall migration with very birdie fun for the whole family. Learn more at northmshummingbirdfestival.org or your local Wild Birds Unlimited.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Okay, let's go. Got a great show for you today as we broadcast from the Southern Bancorp studio. Full crew is here. Dima, Kelly, and Bob, we're glad you're with us. Breaking news out of USM. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. Anthony Alford, former quarterback, Major League Baseball player, is going to join us here in the studio with his wife, who's also very talented, and I think a semifinalist in America's Got Talent. So that's going to be a cool interview. We'll catch you up with football as well, but first let's get to all the breaking news. The State College Board at work yesterday, and a couple of things that really have a big effect.
At work today. It was this morning.
Oh, this morning. Okay, my apologies. And even better. So breaking news, and let's start with the football news at the football stadium, Dima. This is really significant for the athletic department.
Yes, this is definitely the biggest news, breaking news that came out of today's early morning meeting from the IHL Board of Trustees. This was a naming rights agreement that was approved by them this morning. So M.M. Roberts Stadium being renamed to Renaissance Stadium, which is Renaissance Bank. So it's a 10-year naming rights deal with Renaissance Bank that runs through June 30th, 2036. The total value of the deal is roughly $13.7 million. Total amount, $13,706,838. This takes effect on August 21st, 2026, when approved, which was it was approved today. So that would be tomorrow. This is kind of how they don't get $13.7 million tomorrow for everybody who's not understanding, but you know, it's paid, allocated over years, but the price per year goes up. So for example, this year, Southern Miss will be paid $500,000 from that deal. Then the next year, they'll be paid $1.3 million. And then, you know, consistently going up. And then
over the 10-year period.
Yes, over the 10-year period. By the final year, $1.65 million from Renaissance Bank to Southern Miss. So important contract protection also for Southern Miss. They have the ability to terminate it under certain circumstances. But obviously, if you think of the historical context of this, M.M. Roberts Stadium has been the name since 1976, named after M.M. Roberts, who was the Southern Miss alumnus who served on the State College Board, and now renamed to Renaissance Stadium.
I'm going to date myself. My wife and I were students here then, and I believe after the renovation, when we first came here, the football stadium was under renovation. I think it was named M.M. Roberts when that renovation was completed. Am I right about that, Kelly?
M.M. Roberts, really, it was through his influence with the legislature and so on in Jackson that got the funds approved.
For the original stadium.
Correct.
Right.
For the
renovation.
Yes,
stadium.
The renovation.
Okay, all right. And he was a member of the College Board himself.
Yes.
So that's a big change, but that is significant money for an athletic department the size of Southern Miss. Is that fair to say, guys?
Oh, my gosh.
Certainly.
And really,
this is huge.
It's not a surprise in the sense that when Ole Miss had announced what last week.
We had to figure it was coming.
That it was, and I would think that Mississippi State would be right in line, that there will be plenty of businesses lined up for those naming rights as well.
Sources are also telling me at the Pine Belt News that there is a jersey patch in the works as well. Now I don't have any other details on that, but there is sources saying not from Renaissance Bank. This is another sponsorship, another opportunity that is in the works as well. So,
well, please tell me colleges aren't going to start looking like NASCAR drivers, are they?
Oh, they will, Bob.
Great.
Well, you got to pay the bills.
You gotta,
somehow.
Yeah, when you have $50 million rosters, not at Southern Miss, but
right,
you know.
I get it. All right, that isn't all the College Board did this morning. They approved architectural renderings of improvements at Pete Taylor Park. Now, it's my understanding, Dima, you correct me, you keep up with this better than me. The Southern Miss Southern Miss still has to raise the money for these renovations. They're not giving them the money, but they're approving the renovations. And I saw you posted some pictures on our social media, Eagle Hour social media this morning. Thank you for being on top of that as always. Gorgeous. God, if that happens, it's going to be just what I think is one of the most beautiful places on the planet. It's going to look even better.
Yes, and it's important to note that the IHL board did not approve a Pete Taylor Park renovation project. That was not what they were approving. All they did was Southern Miss came to them and said, here's what it could look like. Here's our first renderings. Can we show this to donors? And the IHL board said,
that's right.
Yes, you can show this to donors and raise the money necessary to renovate the project. Now, with that, all of us, you know, who've waited for this for so long get to see the first look at renderings. And the pictures that were displayed today might not be the final renderings. They might not be the final, but it's certainly the idea of what they want to accomplish with the renderings. And when you look at the photos, you know, you're looking at an aerial view here of Pete Taylor Park. It looks like to me you have a whole new parking lot. The old baseball complex or the old baseball offices that's there now is still there. So it looks like they're going to be extending those offices all the way to the middle of the parking lot and adding a whole new entrance to that side. With that, they're also adding suites, and it looks like a little bit extra seating on the first base side. And then it comes all the way out into the right field roost where you have – I'm really not sure what this black structure is right here as I'm pointing. I know we're on radio. I'm trying to explain it the best I can, but it's behind what appears to be as the right field roost with stations for cars and where they're able to park.
It looks like, to me, a kind of an upper deck
yes.
along that first base side that's covered.
Yes, and then the new hitting facility, which that could be it, but there's also a potential it could be in the left field because there's a bullpen over there as well. So really exciting stuff there. It looks like they also added some seating on the third base side. Also, important to note that the visitor bullpen is being moved to center right field by the batter's eye. Which tells me that they're going to bring, you know, when you look in right field right now, there's a huge gap from the foul line all the way to the 16-ounce lounge. I think they're going to bring that in to get more space there. Does that make sense? So where the visiting bullpen is now, that will actually be seating, or not seating, but where the right field roost is, where people can pull up their cars further, where they're not being blocked by people sitting like they are now. Also, I thought there was a little fun addition behind the batter's eye in center field. It looks like a mini ballpark. I'm assuming this is for the kids.
No, either that or it can also be used as infield work, just strictly infield work for the players. Now, maybe it is for the kids, but more and more universities are going to, you know, kind of a half field to where just the infielders can do work out there.
Yeah, could be for sure. Really exciting stuff, though, and there's more renderings, and you can find all of those on social medias to actually get your eyes on it. I'm trying to explain it on radio, but once again, just to make clear to everybody that this was not an approval of the renovation itself, but rather an approval of being able to show this to donors and getting the money amount.
I do know there is a waiting list for suites in baseball. That would be one thing they definitely want to add, or more suites. I understand it's years long.
We know about if it goes through, if the money is raised for those proposed changes at Pete Taylor Park, what the price tag would be on something like that?
Because I don't know.
Because they're certainly, it's certainly beautiful, but you know, money doesn't grow on trees.
Right.
So
I have a feeling it wouldn't be hard for them to raise the money.
I think
this.
They can raise the money for the renovation.
Yeah, I agree. So
I think there's so much enthusiasm about baseball, that's not going to be a hill they can't overcome.
Yes. You know, with the renovations at Regreen Coliseum currently right now, you would have to think that they wouldn't start anything on this until after that is complete. So,
and
let's hope that's not the case.
Well, I'm just telling you, this probably is the case.
And as long as we're talking about these naming rights, as the football stadium now switching from M.M. Roberts to Renaissance Field or whatever they call it, could you not also sell naming rights to the baseball field?
Well, I'm sure you could.
I would think that would make logical.
Well, that'd be
sense.
Tough though to change the Pete, wouldn't it? I mean, that would be a challenge.
Well, you could still call it such and such stadium, Pete Taylor Park.
Yeah,
which I think that would be. And people asked at lunch today, that was the big buzz, well, what's going to the nickname The Rock, it's not going anywhere. I said, no. It'll still be in conversation, maybe called The Rock, but everything in print and everything official would have
the name. And I guess on the side of the stadium as well.
And painted on the sidelines and scoreboards and all those sorts of things.
Well, you know, it is the world we're in now. I was reading last night, Dima sparked my interest about that yesterday. I read more articles last night about NFL players now wanting to go back to college. There's one guy that had 3 sacks in a preseason game last weekend, and he wants to leave the team and go back and play college football.
Because he can make more money.
Apparently
playing college football.
Apparently so. It's just hard to believe, isn't it?
It is hard. It is.
All right. Super Talk Eagle Hour is going to roll along as we head to the break. I want to remind you that opening segment was sponsored by our wonderful friends over at Movie Star Restaurant, where they've been serving up delicious buffets now for 25-plus years. Monday through Friday, 11 to 2. Friday nights, 5 till 8. Sunday, of course, 11 to 2. Movie Star Restaurant. We'll be right back.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This segment sponsored by Eagle Tire West out on Highway 98 West. Matt Warren and all the guys out there. So Goodyear Tires, all major brands. Full service work on cars and trucks, including AC work. Family owned since 1985. I think that's so important. Eagle Tire on Highway 98 West. Eagle Tire. Eagle Tire West on Highway 98 West, Eagle Tire on Hardy Street, Goodyear Tires, full service, and big Southern Miss support. Hey, delighted to have former Southern Miss quarterback Anthony Alford back in the studio with us, but he brought somebody actually maybe even more talented. Anthony, of course, a great, great athlete, a professional baseball player, college quarterback, high school phenom, and he brought his wife, Elsie, and thank you for coming very much. I appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having me.
Well, now, Elsie, we want to point out Anthony's well-known for his athletic career, but his wife is a contestant and continuing contestant on America's Got Talent. I think that is so cool. You're headed back, right, to get back on the show.
Yes, so I'm headed back for the live competition. Now we're in the lives, which is what everybody is working so hard to get to. And my live show is September 1st. So I need everybody, if you hear this, if you know anybody that has a television, tell them to turn it on to America's Got Talent September 1st.
Well, sure.
Watch my performance and vote.
All right, what will your performance be?
I don't know if I can share the song, but I can tell you it'll be good.
Okay,
and
right,
I just
no want to
make Mississippi proud.
Elsie, obviously on the top of your game, and being married to a has-been.
Oh, yeah. No, never that. Never that. No.
I agree.
Tell us where you guys met and how that blossomed, your relationship.
So me and Anthony, we met on a back road at Columbia High. And but we're actually from the same hometown. Everybody thinks Anthony's from Petal, but he's from Columbia, and we're both from Columbia. College, high school, college sweethearts. And yeah, I guess he guess he figured, you know, if I don't lock it down now, it might not ever get the chance.
and really, Anthony, being from Columbia, weren't you really the first guy to sign an NIL deal, although it was Peddle paying you back
then? Oh, my God. See, this is coming from an old Grove guy, so I don't want to get nobody in trouble. He's trying to start investigations.
You feel free to punch him out when this show's over. This would be a mismatch.
Please don't. Yes.
No, but she makes sure she let everyone know that I'm really from Columbia. Yeah. See, every time we meet someone or she talks to someone, hey, he's really from Columbia. He's not from Peddle.
Really? And really a shout out, because Columbia, you look at that town and the number of, I mean, not average athletes, fantastic athletes throughout the years that Columbia has produced.
Yeah, Columbia has always had like some of the best just pure athletic kids. It's just a matter of getting those kids seen, you know.
A pretty good running back came out of Columbia, didn't he? A Peyton guy? He was.
Oh, yeah. He was all right.
He was all right.
That's actually her cousin. So.
Anthony, why? That sweetness is your cousin.
Yeah.
Real quick, before we get back to Elsie, Anthony, I wanted to ask you, are we going to have a Major League Baseball season next year?
It's not looking good. It really just depends on how the CBA negotiations go this year.
And Bob had talked about on this program that in the negotiations, the players know they're going to be the bad guys in this deal.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, it's always. And for me, it's kind of tough, even when I'm talking to, like, my now – because I'm scouting now.
Right.
So even when I'm talking to my coworkers, it's like they say, hey, you got to stop looking at it from a player's point of view. And for me, it's like I would always look at it from a player's point of view, you know. But – talking to a lot of my old teammates, guys that are still playing and kind of getting their perspective on what they feel is going to happen. I think everybody knows it's probably going to be a lockout, and obviously the teams are going to paint the players to be bad guys, you know, so which that happens every time.
You know, when I talked to you this morning, I thought about something. I want you to correct me if my memory's wrong, but I don't believe it is. Years ago, when I first came back to Hattiesburg, Kelly was doing Oak Grove baseball, and Kelly couldn't be at the State South championship game for some reason. I forget why. So I went over and did the game for him. You were the guy that came up first to bat, hit a triple, and then on the next pitch stole home. Am I right about that?
Yeah, I think you're pretty accurate about that.
Because, you know, I was new to the area, and when I saw you do that, I thought, damn, this guy's not like the rest of the people on the field.
Now, that was against Oak Grove?
That was against Oak Grove. I always have my best games against Oak Grove.
Now Anthony, that. I would have remembered that.
If you weren't there, I think you had been arrested for drunk driving. Or something. I can't remember.
I was at the Indy 500 that year.
You dumped the school in the state championship.
Well, are you really an Oak Grove fan?
Yeah. I didn't go to Oak Grove. I broadcast for Oak Grove. I was doing
radio
for them.
You dumped your daughter's high school graduation for the Indy 500.
I did.
Elsie, what do you think about that? His daughter was going to graduate from high school the same time the Indy 500 was going to be run, and he skipped the graduation to go to the race.
I think I'd be feeling a little forgiveless. I don't know.
Well, you can't get drunk at a high school graduation.
There you go.
Yeah.
Indy 500, high school graduation.
So, Elsie, what made you decide? Because everybody in the world wants to be on these shows, like America's Got Talent. What made you decide you were going to go for it?
Well, I just thought it would be the perfect opportunity. One of my goals this year was for the state of Mississippi to know who I am. And so God was just like, hey, how about America? And I'm like, oh, okay, I'll take that too. So it's really like an answered prayer, just to be on this show and knowing that, you know, God is really exceeding the my dreams and the things that I've prayed for. He's showing me that I need to be dreaming even
bigger.
And
I get the impression you're going to be really proud to represent your state.
Oh, my gosh. I love Mississippi so much. I'm serious. All of them either reference Mississippi in some way or are directly about Mississippi. It's just because I love my state so much. And regardless of what has happened in the past, I just believe that our future is so bright. And I just have so much faith in our state.
Well, good for you.
Did the success of the young women, Chapel Heart, the young women from Poplarville, the success that they've had, was that any motivating factor to you at all?
Absolutely. They say you can't be what you can't see. And so seeing that they went on this show and did amazing. They were top five. They were top five. I think they finished fifth, actually. But just to see them coming from down the road. And where I'm actually good friends with two of them. They're Magnolia Rising now, Dev and Tria. And they've been really just kind of mentoring me and encouraging me and making sure that I am well taken care of in this competition. Yeah.
So is the goal in winning America's Got Talent to win enough money that you can send Anthony packing?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, definitely take it out.
You know, in this economy, I don't know if it'll even be enough to. We still need,
in this economy, we still need two incomes.
There we go.
But speaking of the girls who are formerly Chapel Heart, they're Magnolia Rising now. They'll be coming down to the Elsie Experience October 23rd. It's the Friday of USM Homecoming. We're doing a show at the Switchyard in downtown Hattiesburg. Mm-hmm. It's going to be 1930s juke joint themed.
Oh, wow.
My buddy, trying to get my buddy Pinkbeard to come as well. He's on America's Got Talent, and he's a three-time Grammy winner. Just incredible artist. Just got nominated for an Emmy for a song he wrote on.
So that'd be like jazz, kind of country. Early jazz country from the 30s.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, not from the, it's just the theme since it's Halloween.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we are all country artists and we're all from the Deep South and everybody's got a different flavor, but at the root of it, it's country for sure.
So tell us again now when we can see you, because everybody that watches this show will be interested in this.
So if you're watching the show, listen closely. September 1st, I need you to tune in. Each person can vote up to 30 times, three different ways. So you can vote 10 times on the AGT app, America's Got Talent app. You can vote 10 times on TikTok, on the AGT TikTok account, but it has to be the verified. It has to be the post that they verify. And you can also vote on NBC.com. Mm-hmm. So that's 10 times, three different ways, 30 votes. And we need y'all to help take Elsie to the top.
You've got my vote.
Thank you. We're taking Elsie to the top. That's the campaign.
I really appreciate you coming in.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you for having me.
30 seconds left. Anthony, I'm going to be spending some time with you tomorrow, and I'm going to do a podcast with you. Remarkable athlete. This guy may be one of the great athletes to come out of Mississippi.
Thank you.
No, I'm kidding.
You feel free just to knock the hell out of him. This
is what it is. Every time I see him, he's giving me a heart. But no. I don't expect anything less from.
Well, he's an Oak Grove.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Actually. He's the best. He's one of the best ever.
He said that before you got here.
Thank you.
You were and are a remarkable athlete. I look forward to telling that story.
Thank you,
Elsie.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
Best of luck. We're all in your corner, dear.
Thank you so much. Tune in September 1st.
Elsie and Anthony Alford were a great young couple, and we appreciate them being in the studio. All right, when we come back, Dean will catch us up on football.
Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Our good friends at Forest Health want to remind you that keeping up with your favorite team is important, but you're always the most important player. You be sure you get an annual physical. Make sure your health is as good as it can be. And when you run into issues, rely on the expert medical care closer to home, ForestHealth.org. And we really appreciate their support of our program. This segment is sponsored by DBAT on Hardy Street. That's where you go for baseball, softball, and all adult sports training. Beautiful facility managed by Luke Reynolds, former baseball star here at Southern Miss, and we certainly appreciate them. Anthony Alford doesn't need to work out much. Anthony Alford, and I'm going to be doing an interview with him tomorrow for the podcast, but Anthony Alford, truly, Kelly, one of the most remarkable athletes. So good that He got a $750,000 signing bonus into Major League Baseball, and they allowed him to continue playing college football at Ole Miss until he finished. That's how much value they placed on him.
And before you tape your podcast tomorrow, guess where he's going to be coming from? A workout. I mean, he looks like
that's what he just told me.
Yeah. He's another one that looks like he could still play.
Yeah.
And he could have played, like you said, football, baseball. And people don't remember, too, he was a star basketball player at Peddle. I don't know that he ever saw any of his friends or family because he was always at practice.
And that was a true story. When I substituted for you that night years ago, he hit a triple to open the game and then on the very next pitch stole home. It pretty much set the pace for the rest of the night.
But then couldn't understand why the next time at bat he took one of the ear hole. You know,
he was a remarkable athlete.
And really, really unfairly, when you look back at his career, a lot of pressure was put on that young man.
No question.
Coming out of Peddle with Ellis Johnson, that whole regime that came in, and so much pressure
just
on
threw him to the wolves.
Yes, I mean, I don't care how good you are, it's really difficult to go in as a true freshman and have the weight of the entire university football team pretty much on your shoulders.
And with all due respect, and with a guy calling plays now that was a high school coach, and you could watch them play and just tell that they were getting out coached something awful. And that he was a kid at the time. He paid the price for it.
And he never complained.
No, he never
just
complained.
What do you need me to do?
I agree. Speaking of athletes, too, and I'll get past this quickly. I released a podcast this morning with Jeremy McClain, athletics director, and I don't think people realize what an absolute stud of a baseball pitcher he was. He's the second all-time winningest pitcher in Division II college history. Owns pretty much every record at Delta State. His senior year, he was 15-0. How many times do you hear that?
Boy, that is. I didn't even realize that. That's you'd even think one bad day. You know that you'd have one bad day.
He's very humble about it. He's not going to talk about it much unless you really bring it out of him. But man, he was a remarkable athlete.
To be an athletic director in today's world, if that doesn't make you humble. Nothing would make you humble.
Yeah. And also, right? He was probably, we don't know this for a fact, but maybe the youngest athletic director ever hired in Mississippi at Delta State. I think he was barely 30 years old when he became there. Anyway, that's an interesting interview. But Anthony Alford, really quite a remarkable athlete.
And good luck to Elsie, man. That's cool.
Absolutely. Proud of her home state. That makes you proud and hope that she does very well.
And that's one of the things that's so unique to Mississippi. Here's Anthony Alford has achieved at the very highest level of any professional sport. You know, his wife now is achieving in a completely different field, but doing very, very well. But very down to earth.
Very nice people.
Love their hometown. Talk about anything. Now, if I were to, a lot of other people, when I would, like I ribbed Anthony, they would have knocked me naked into the middle of next week.
Oh, that's a terrible thought.
Yeah, no, that's and nobody deserves that, right?
No, thank you for that.
But just so down to earth and just, it's just so great, Mississippi.
I agree. I completely agree. Guys, I want to jump back to a subject we talked about a little earlier. You guys kind of broke this on me yesterday. So I went home yesterday and I started doing more research, and I don't know what to say about this new development where a judge intervenes once again, and you have guys literally wanting to leave the National Football League to go back to college because they can make more money. Can college football survive much more of this kind of stuff and be what it has always been?
It used to be, the rule was, if you were a paid professional, you lost your amateur status.
Sure.
Okay, which is what college football was. You were an amateur. You were not legally being paid, which was a lot of difference between college and pros. Well, now they're all getting paid. So what is an amateur and what's a pro?
I don't know. I don't know what the difference is.
In this country, some people don't know the difference between a man and a woman, and now we don't know the difference.
Amateur and a pro.
Yeah.
And then I guess that this is the kind of thing, too, that forces schools – puts more pressure on schools to do things like sell the naming rights to your football stadium, Damon.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I mean, as far as the game of college football, I still don't, I mean, I don't envision it changing. I mean, it's still college football. I mean, everybody's still going to watch it on Saturdays. So kind of the doomsday sort of stuff that I was seeing on Twitter yesterday of, I'm not watching college football at all this year. No, you are. You're going to watch football. Like, come on, what are you talking about? But yeah, I mean, it's silly to think that, what was this guy from Seattle, and he's already participated in training camp, and now he's trying to get back to LSU. Like, what is going on is what I've tweeted. And, you know, I think we've all like realized how far it's gone as far as what's going on in college. But now that we're starting to have almost like a JUCO sort of JUCO college situation where you go to the NFL and you're like, no, I'm not good enough. I'm going to go back to college. Right, you know, like that's just, it's insanity. Right. So, yeah. And now we're seeing all these players who were, you know, given an extra year from the Colorado ruling, entering the portal this late in the cycle.
And isn't it fair to say that these guys going back to college football are marginal NFL players? I mean, if you're drafted in the NFL, Kelly Sander, and you know you're going to make it, you know you're going to be on the team, you're not going to go back to play college football.
Well, let's just say you did, and you were drafted by the Seahawks or whomever. All right, so you finally, whenever that is, exhaust your college period. Mm-hmm. Do you have to be redrafted?
I just don't know.
Do the Seahawks continue to own your rights?
Do the Seahawks want you back?
I mean, and I need to go back to civics class, too, because I didn't realize that one person, male or female, sitting on a judicial bench in Colorado or Maine
runs the country,
or Kentucky can make a ruling that affects the entire world of college
they
football.
They override the president.
I was
the
just
United
about
States.
To say that, and I was going to say that because I didn't really even realize it until this administration is. And I know that we're not a political show, but you know, especially early in President Trump's presidency, when all these, you know, district judges would stop this, stop that, and it seemed like it would be legally binding. But you're right. I mean, it was a random judge in Louisiana issues this injunction, and then it just applies to every single other, you know, state and every single other thing in the United States. So,
and again, I have to go back to civics class, but does a ruling made in Louisiana have bearing on what happens in Iowa or Oklahoma?
Well, yeah, you know, this is not new. There was the guy that left the, am I right about this? Left the NBA and went back to play basketball in Alabama this past year. I think I'm right about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and
he played.
And he played.
And Jordan Adams, whose dad, Deke Adams, used to play at Southern Miss and coach at Southern Miss, Jordan played for the Angels of Anaheim, and now he is enrolled, I guess, at SMU. Has gotten out of pro baseball to go back to college. So,
I don't know.
I don't either.
It's a different world, brother. It is a different world. But on a brighter note, this is really big news for Southern Miss today. I mean, this is a shot in the arm financially to a program. And, Dima, you cover them every day. They really need the money.
Absolutely. I mean, this is an absolute applaud if you're, you know, a fan. If you're a fan, applaud Jerry McClain, Spencer Bridges, Sean Jones, all the up and ups who are in the mix of all of this. Superb job to get this thing done, and get the naming rights to the stadium and getting $13.7 million over 10 years. I mean, that any program in the group of five, you know, that's huge for them.
Oh, yeah.
And we do understand that the negotiation process between Renaissance and Southern Miss has been just a little bit either north or south of a year. It's taken a year to negotiate.
Now we're working
kind of
on
deal.
Getting some guys from the bank on the show next week.
Yes,
correct?
and they would love to do that to talk about those negotiations. And honestly, if you're going to make those renovations to Pete Taylor Park, now is the time to have people write checks.
Correct,
because you're on top of the world.
Oh yeah, correct. Now's be the easier time to get the check.
And you've also got the further fuel of look what Coastal Carolina did with their new coach.
Yeah, good point.
Look what Troy has done with their new coach. If we got to keep up with the Joneses, or in this case, the Lamonises and the
Well, boys,
and the Meads,
I would suggest we take that first check and give it to Oz. Let's make Oz the highest paid coach in the league. You don't want to lose Christian Ostrander.
I don't think that would happen.
I don't think
But as we talked about yesterday.
But he deserves the money.
When you look at
he's the best coach
overall
in the
success of programs, And I know Lamonis, Coach Lamonis, has a national championship, whether he recruited those players at Mississippi State or
he
not.
He still had it.
He still won the national championship, and Skylar Meade took Troy to the College World Series, which is the goal every year at Southern Miss. But I understand why they got their raises, but I certainly think that...
Man, baseball is going to be a little spicy this spring. It's going to be pretty exciting.
And the Golden Eagles starts in the fall.
Yeah, it starts in... And they play both of those teams next year, don't they?
Yep.
Coastal and Troy, of course, yeah. God, I wish
I think both there. On the road, too.
I wish it was tomorrow. That surprises you.
We know, Bob, yeah.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. You got some old gold or silver hanging around the house. You want to get rid of it? I'd say take it to Jewel Masters. Get cold, hard cash. Marty Vick is a specialist in buying gold and silver, and that's a lot of what he does. And he can make sure you get the most money. Saw someone on Facebook last night pointing out how wonderfully they were treated at Jewel Masters. And that came as no surprise. Jewel Masters across the highway from Academy Sports. Also, Kelly, football now 2 weeks from
Saturday.
Yeah. And if you were going to cater, where would you go?
This is gospel I've been preaching for a while. Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Leave the cooking to them. If you have just a small tailgate group that can handle it, it's a big group that can handle that. But the bigger the group, you want a place to order a little bit earlier in the week, and then just pull up, tell them your name, boom, they're already paid for it, off you go.
All right, the Friday before the opening of football season, we will be at MCS Home Center broadcasting, and I understand there will be players there that the university is setting up. And so we look forward to spending some time with our friends at MCS Home Center. And Coach Stone, do you think he'll be there? Will he be on the field?
Stone Lott?
He'll be on the field. Are we going to be anywhere on Thursday before the –
The day before that,
Bocoma Casino in Sandersville. I'll be up there, and yeah, we're looking forward to visiting with all of our friends.
One thing that I'd like to know, though, Bob, is when are we going to hear from Arkansas State coach Butch Jones? You know, because Arkansas State is expected to be really, really
These
good.
These are called segues.
We're not supposed to make it look so obvious.
How about tomorrow, Kelly? Would that work?
That would work.
Yeah, we could hear about Arkansas State tomorrow. And that would be sponsored by Kelly.
Hancock Whitney Bank.
Yeah, man, Kelly is just rolling with the lead-ins today.
You do it for as long as I have. It just gets to be second nature.
Hey, also, I want to thank Genesis of Hattiesburg, Mo Bay Beignet Company. Great, great sponsors of ours and great friends, and we encourage you to do business with them. And we encourage you to listen to our podcast. It's on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube. Alexa or Siri will play it for you.
So. Ryan Hebert on the show tomorrow as well. Former Southern Miss offensive lineman, played with the Eagles 2005-2008, and is a local business person now, so we'll get his look on the upcoming season.
Dima, I was out in my backyard this morning with my dog, Pearl, and I was just struck at 9 o'clock in the morning. Oh, this is no news to anybody, but just how hot it is. What are you observing in practice? This has got to be brutal on these guys.
Yeah, and thankfully they, practice in the mornings, which is important. But it is hot, and especially on these scrimmages when they start them at 11 o'clock, which we should note that Saturday's Fan Fest, which means you can go out and see the Golden Eagles
this Saturday,
and you can see the Golden Eagles with your own eyes for the first time. So, it's hot. It's hot, but, at the end of the day, they got to practice, so what are you going to do?
And I think usually with Fan Fest now, I know they've done it in the past where they go – where the Eagle Walk is, underneath the east side of the stadium, where, you know, you're being, I guess, a little bit protected. The sun's coming up from that east side, but by then you're covered, and kids can get autographs, pictures with Seymour, the cheerleaders. It's really a great time for the kids to be able to get out and develop those future Southern Miss fans.
Don't we have some cheerleaders on the show next week?
Or yes, is it the week after? I think it's next Friday, week from tomorrow. I think that's right. Okay. But we'll make sure that that we get those. And I really appreciate you letting me book the cheerleaders, Bob, on the show.
You know, I'm not even going to touch that. That's just far too dangerous.
Speaking of cheerleaders, there's somebody else coming soon, isn't it?
No.
Oh.
Now, wait a minute.
Is he, Kelly?
You guys, one word. I don't know if this is one word or two, but overkill, is that one word?
No, this is what you call promoting.
Well, and he better show up, Kelly, because we've been promoting this guy.
You guys know you can't talk now.
See, wait a minute. Here we go. There we go. He's on his way from the east.
We've only talked about him every day this week.
Yes. And boy, are you guys...
We need some games.
Are you guys going to be disappointed?
Yeah, these better be good.
Yeah, we need games to talk about.
As long as he's coming, I hope you're not disappointed with what Kelnack has to say about the upcoming season.
We sure hope we're not, Kelly. So we hope
I think
sake.
We will be.
With all this promotion going on, sure.
Maybe we can get a soundbite or two from Hump as well, huh?
Yeah, Hump's really... really articulate.
Don't forget to bring your shovel today, Humps. Here. Yeah. You know, we had that little problem in front
Hump
of
always
corner
says,
market the last
He always time. Has the same response. Hump always has the same
yeah,
response.
Yeah, he does. And he's a man of few words. There we go. I'm always confused. Had you had lunch at Ward's or is that Hump? But I, you know.
That is Hump the Wonder Camel.
Yeah, those. I know how them chili cheeseburgers don't settle well with
no,
you sometimes.
No, they're kind of heavy on my chest.
How much longer are we having the show?
Hey, soccer, Mississippi State this coming Sunday. Let's go to Starkville and get a big win. The Danny Owens
but let's get
tenure
the win,
begins.
But I have no interest in going to Starkville. But let's get the win.
We don't have any interest in going to Starkville.
No, we do not.
Even under nice conditions,
no,
cool conditions.
Not. We do not. Even when the weather's good. No, we don't. All right. Well, that pretty much wraps up this show.
And on behalf
and
of the,
I know,
thank
and I
God.
Know everybody's glad to hear that.
I was going to say, on behalf of the audience, thank goodness.
Thank God.
But we will be back again tomorrow if they allow us back in the studio. And until then, Southern Miss.
To the top.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.